ML Sports Platter, back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our great friends at Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, Liverpool Physical Therapy, and Camillus Golf Club. Make sure you get your 2024 membership to Camillus today. Camillus Golf Club, the official golf course of the ML Sports Platter. So a lot of expectations for the Baltimore Orioles going into the 2024 season. Rightfully so. This is a team that, you know, last year, I mean, they just had a great year. And I remember at the end of 2022 telling everybody, like, this team's coming. Okay? This team is coming. You got to watch out for the Orioles. They finished 83-79. They showed a lot. They had a brutal September, obviously. But for the most part, this was a team that I think a lot of people needed to have on their radar in 2023. And sure enough, they go through the regular season. They have an outstanding campaign. They fly a division championship. They go 101-61. They had a much better September. I mean, they had a stretch there right before Labor Day, you know, three, four, five, seven, you know, they won seven games just before that. You know, you had nine, they won 9 of 11. And then I guess it would have been 10 of 12 maybe, or 10 of 13, something like that. And in there, you know, they beat the Diamondbacks 2 out of 3 on the road. They showed a lot of different signs, a bunch of sweeps. And it was really the complete nature of the baseball team that got them there. And, you know, look, when you stink for a long time, you get top picks, you get the Adley Rutschmans, you get the Gunnar Hendersons, you get those kind of players. And at first, I was stunned that they got swept by Texas. You know, I mean, they lost those two games at Camden Yards. They lost 3-2 and 11-8. And I'm going, oh, man, like what, you know, is this like the new team getting their feet wet in the playoffs? Is Texas this good? I really didn't know what to think. And then Eovaldi comes out in the third game and shuts them down. And Baltimore had hit really good pitching all year, top to bottom, right? So I was like, maybe it's just the first, you know, the jitter. I just thought maybe it was the youth inexperience. I was like, Texas can't be that good. And then they won the World Series. So it was definitely a lot of Texas as well, because they were tremendous. But now we fast forward to a season where Baltimore had really, really high expectations to begin with because of last year. But then you go out and you make a really big statement in the early part of free agency, and you go out and you get Corbin Burnes. And, you know, Baltimore has always been a place where free agents have never gone, you know, preferred to go, people who maybe are looking to explore a trade. You know, I don't want to go to Camden Yards, balls fly out of there, etc. Well, guess what? Now it's kind of a destination. You know, I know they moved I hate it when they mess with the parks. Just leave the dimensions the way they are. My gosh. You know, I think it was what, last year or the year before, they messed with the left center, you know, and put it back or whatever. Just leave it. Just, why can't we just leave stuff? You know, I'm all for change if it makes sense, but baseball's just been changing in so many different ways just to change. You know, I mean, we're at the point now where they mess with like a jewel of a ballpark's dimensions. We got all the analytics. They add more playoff teams. The freaking Yankees have advertisements on their jerseys. I mean, it's just, it's unreal. But now it seems like Baltimore is a destination for a lot of pitchers. And the ballpark doesn't really scare anybody anymore. You know, it's like, oh, okay, I'll go to Camden Yards. And I think the change happened for a couple reasons in terms of that thinking, right? I think number one is they're really, really good, and there's an opportunity to win there. Number two, because they're good again, people are starting to talk about how special of a franchise they've been through the years with all those Hall of Famers and the tremendous fan base, and that goes along with the ballpark in Camden Yards. You know, when you start talking Cal Ripken Jr. and Eddie Murray, and you start talking Frank Robinson and Brooks Robinson and Earl Weaver, and you start talking about the Jim Palmer, right? Like all those players. you start to go there and think about it and look at it and go, man, this, the Inner Harbor, the ballpark is so spectacular. And they're in one of the best divisions in baseball. The competition level's there. The uniform shines. I mean, really, like Baltimore, it's a tremendous fan base. My sister lives about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on traffic, on that stupid 95, if you take it. You know, she lives about 20 to 30 minutes from Camden. And I've been there a lot. It's awesome. It is so sick. Now, a couple blocks away from the Inner Harbor, you're in the ghetto. It's a very terrifying area, right? But you have, you think about the things you've got. You got the aquarium. You've got Camden Yards. You've got the restaurants and bars. They got a Shake Shack down there, so let's go. You know, the Hard Rock is there. And the water and the paddle boating and the shipyard and the old historic, you know, ships and boats and all the rest, right? And it's just a really cool, cool. Inner Harbor is awesome. It's awesome. And the surrounding area, a couple blocks away, like I said, is ooh. But, you know, the Ravens Stadium is pretty nice, but Camden Yards and that harbor right there and right then and there, it's great. It really is. So when you soak all that in and they're good above everything, yeah, it's attractive now, right? And by the way, because they're good, you know, that means that they probably have some pretty good defensive players, right? So you're not going to go there and not only have the threat of the ball leaving the yard, but you actually have a real catcher who can, you know, patrol a game in Adley Rutschman and block balls and depth at the position in a James McCann and all the rest. You've got somebody at the hot corner who can stab balls. Balls aren't just getting through the infield much anymore, right? You know, like you could pitch really, really well and, you know, your team could give up 2-3 errors and then you can't make one mistake. But if you do, you're down 5-0, boom. And people say, oh, well, balls fly out of the Camden Yards. What about the defense? What about the rest of the team? What about things that also contribute to giving up runs? A lot of those things have been fixed, too, in Baltimore. So you pick up a Corbin Burnes. Redonkulous pickup. Tremendous pickup. A guy who is an innings eater. He's got an unreal repertoire. He's got one of the best fastballs in the game. Then you put him with all the other pitchers. Tyler Wells. You put him with a Grayson Rodriguez, who's only 24 years old still, right? And you put him with a Kyle Bradish, who's 27 years old. Wow. And that bullpen last year was lights out. Yennier Cano and others. They have a great, great, great array of arms, both starting pitching and in the bullpen. I'm going to get to the rest of the roster season prediction for the Orioles and more here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by CH Insurance, Burn Dairy, Rosie's Corner, and our great friends at Liverpool Physical Therapy. From head to toe, whether it's post-op rehab or you've got a sore this or sore that, or you have a freak injury by the pool like I did, make sure you lean on Physical Therapy by Liverpool Physical Therapy. They'll work on any part of your body that's sore. Again, like I said, that post-op. Really important to get in there. Talk to Pete and the entire gang at Liverpool Physical Therapy. If you're in and around Central New York, they're on Old Liverpool Road in town. They've got all the best equipment, a tremendous staff that can help you out. So lean on my friends at Liverpool Physical Therapy. More talk on the birds next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Barks and Rec Doggy Daycare. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signing, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
Back with you here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. More on the Baltimore Orioles. When you look at the roster, you look at the unbelievable core players they've got. Adley Rutschman, stud at catcher. I mean, there's nobody better, you know, in the game right now. I mean, a switch hitter who can do it all. He can defend. He's a core player for them. You know, and then you have Gunnar Henderson at third base. You have core guys there who should, you know, again, be there for 7 to 10 years playing together. Gunnar Henderson went through a lot, you know, at the big league level and kind of fought through it. But he's right there, and he's a huge piece for them. You know, I love Ryan Mountcastle. I know that a lot of guys aren't hitting for average, you know, high averages these days, which really pisses me off. It's all a part of the analytics and the launch angle and all the bull crap. But Ryan Mountcastle certainly is not, you know, one of those guys. I mean, he hit 270 last year. That's very, very respectable. You know, you're talking about a guy who only struck out 107 times, which is, well, he actually played 115 games now that I think about it. So he missed some time. But a lot of guys are up in the 160, 175. He's really controlled himself at the plate. And I like his potential. I think he has the potential to be like a 200 hit guy. I think he could be that guy, but again, he's got to play in more than 115 games. But right there, I just named three cornerstone guys, and they're all in their, you know, mid to upper 20s for this baseball team. I mean, you've got Mountcastle, you've got Gunnar Henderson, and you have Adley Rutschman. Those three guys are there, you know, and the O's can build around those guys for a long time. And then you go to the outfield, they just have a lot of really, really, really athletic guys, right? They have center field depth through the wazoo, mid to upper 20s again with all these guys. You look at Cedric Mullins leads the way. I mean, there's no better athlete in baseball in the outfield than this guy. And then you can play a bunch of guys. You got McKenna. You can play center. You can play a bunch of other positions. You got Couser there. I love Anthony Santander. I really do. I think this guy at 29 years old as a right fielder has really made his mark. The Venezuelan, you know, again, he's a big part of what I was talking about earlier with why you would go to Baltimore too, because not only is the team better, but while the team has been better, the defense has shined as well. Santander has been unbelievable in the field, and he's a speed guy. You know, he's still relatively young enough. You could add him into the core right now too, I think. I mean, I think he's played his way in, and he's been with the Birds. I mean, this is his eighth year already. Right? You know, he's a guy who, again, is a tremendous all-around player for what they're looking for and how they beat you. They beat you with contact. They beat you with occasional power. They beat you with tremendous defense, speed. And he had 152 hits last year. So he's really bringing it. You know, he's really bringing it right now. And all these years, the postseason, even though it was bad last year, still a lot of great experience for these Birds. It really was. So they've got the foundation, and they've got players to, you know, surround that foundation. You know, you're surrounding Mountcastle, Gunnar Henderson, Santander, Adley Rutschman. You know, you're surrounding all these dudes with some pretty good, athletic, nice players, and you can make blockbuster trades and getting a Corbin Burns, man. It's a good time to be an Orioles fan, and I'm happy for the franchise, man. I'm happy for that fan base. Like I said, I've been there a million times. There's a lot of good Oriole fans. I've had conversations with many of them. My good friend Kevin Brown is a TV voice of the Baltimore Orioles. So, you know, they're a team in the AL East that I don't hate. Being a big Yankee guy, I obviously hate the Red Sox. The Rays have become exhausting. The Blue Jays, you know, think that they've won 8 World Series. They haven't done anything. you know, the rest of the division kind of annoys me for one reason or another. You know, but the Birds, I don't really, you know, there's nothing to really hate or dislike about them, really. You know, I always said, like, oh, I'm rooting for them as long as it's not the expense of the Yankees, blah, blah. Well, right now it is at the expense of the Yankees because they're just that much better. But, you know, if I had to pick a team to rise above the rest in that division, even above, you know, like if the Yankees weren't going to win it, I would pick Baltimore because it's just, they're just a cool team. They went through a lot. They haven't won a World Series since 83. Great fan base, awesome ballpark. Inner Harbor's great. You know, I have connections with my man Kevin Brown. So there's just a lot there to like. You know, there's a lot there to like. Cool uniforms, awesome mascot. So what will they do this year? I'm going to tell you next on the Platter. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Bonnet Sales and Service, CH Insurance, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and our great friends at the Allen Angus Pub before and after all the big events in downtown Syracuse. Get down to the Allen Angus Pub for the best darn Angus burger in town. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to friends of the program, the Swan and Whitaker families, as well as Courtney from Maple Down Senior Living Community. Give her a call today for studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom apartments. It is independent living, but they do have care available in the community. It's considered age-in-place care at a separate cost. Courtney of Maple Down Senior Living Community, 315-400-9666. Get into that safe, secure environment. A family member or a friend maybe is in need of this. You can visit holidayseniorliving.com for more. Call my friend Courtney. Get a free tour of a studio, one-bedroom, or two-bedroom apartment today at 315-400-9666. So I got Baltimore winning the AL East again. And I have them going to the ALCS. Now, sustainability is really hard in sports. It's hard to win, period. Once you win, it's harder to stay on top. Whether you are a championship contender, almost championship contender, or like a playoff contender, right? Once you get into that world, if you're repeatedly in the dance, any sport, professional or college, you're repeatedly there all the time. Those three different levels, maybe you're in there at different stages. It doesn't matter. You're always there. You think about the NFL right now, we have the Chiefs and the Bengals and the Bills and the Ravens, those kind of teams, the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Niners. They're there all the time every year, right? For a while, we had the Colts there for all the time. Pittsburgh Steelers were there for all the time. You know, we had shades of the Seahawks, Cardinals. You get my point. You're there all the time. You think about, I don't watch the NBA. I think it blows, but you think about the Popovich Spurs and the Jordan Bulls. I mean, obviously, I know those are dynasties and whatnot, but you think about teams that were just under those clubs that were in the playoffs, like, all the time, that just couldn't get over the hump, but they were there. You know, will the Orioles be a team that we routinely see as a playoff contender or a division contender, almost championship contender or a championship contender? I suppose to a degree, if you win your division, you're probably a championship contender. But in some years, you can win a division, you're still like, yeah, but they're not this team or that team, right? I would look at the Orioles as a division winner, but they're not the Braves, not the Dodgers, not the Astros. They could prove me wrong. I'd love to see them prove me wrong. I think they go to the LCS. I think they go to the LCS for three reasons. I think they're really good. I think they're a complete team. And I think the AL is wicked weak. I think it's an Astros, Orioles world and everybody else. Even the Rangers in that group, because it's so hard to repeat. I think the Rangers are a playoff team. But I got the Orioles winning the East. I got the Twins winning the Central. I got the Astros winning the West. You know. And then from there, a bunch of wild card teams. I expect to see Texas, probably the Yankees, I think. I don't know. You know, who knows? Health of the rotation, Garrett Cole and all that. Now Judge is banged up. But Baltimore, I think, should be there. But again, sustainability, can they be there for the long haul? Right now, looks like they can. With, especially, adding Corbin Burns. Mike Lindsley here, ML Sports Platter, all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review. As we are brought to you by our good friends over at Ken's Auto Detailing, Route 11 in Cicero, Brewerton area. If you're in and around Central New York, get a detail today from the official detail house of the Platter. That's Ken's Auto Detailing. And thanks to Elevate Fitness of Syracuse, Liverpool Physical Therapy, Brian Conboy of Mass Mutual New York State, and our awesome, awesome, awesome friends, Stanley Law Offices, the title sponsor of the program. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Log on today to stanleylawoffices.com. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Fuel your day at Burn Dairy. Start with a breakfast sandwich or a Shelby donut and hot cup of coffee. Swing by for a giant deli sandwich, a burger, pizza, wings, wraps, or salad. Pick up dinner on your ride home. Plus, Burn Dairy ice cream or cookie witches for dessert. Stuck at work or at home? Burn Dairy can come to you. Download the Burn Dairy app and order all of your favorites delivered by DoorDash. Burn Dairy and Deli. It's all good.